A handshake that will infuriate Russia. President Volodymyr Zelensky hosted the leader of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, for a meeting in Kyiv. And after more than a year of war, Stoltenberg carried a message that Ukraine can eventually find a place in the Western military alliance.
Let me be clear. Ukraine's rightful place is in the Euro-Atlantic family. Ukraine's rightful place is in NATO. And over time, our support will help you make this possible.
It's not the first time Stoltenberg has said this kind of thing, but the symbolism of him saying it in Kyiv is powerful. The Kremlin was quick to respond, saying that Ukraine's shift towards NATO was one of the reasons why Russia began what it calls its special operation in the first place. But for President Zelensky, it's a moment of hope.
We interpret this visit of the Secretary General, the first of the full-scale war, as a sign that the NATO alliance is ready to start a new chapter in relations with Ukraine, a chapter of ambitious decisions. I urge the Secretary General to help overcome the restraint of our partners in supplying some weapons, including long-range weapons, modern aviation, artillery and armour. Delaying decisions is time that is lost for peace, and this means the lives of our warriors.
What Zelensky will immediately get is more of this. Russian-designed MiG-29 fighter jets donated by its neighbour and NATO member Slovakia. They may be old stock, retired from use by Slovakia last year, but Ukrainian pilots are familiar with them, and they can go straight into service as Ukraine prepares for its imminent spring offensive. But more immediate needs are defensive. Russian air attacks by missiles and drones continue. 8 civilians were killed in this attack on the eastern city of Slovansk last week. The Ukrainian Air Force Command now admits that it needs more ammunition for its air defences.